But as much as you're able to, and people want to stay around, and people know, hey, yes, there's more for me to do. I want to see my children, my grandchildren, you know, grow up. I want to spend more time with family. I realize I haven't done as much for the kingdom as I want to do. I want to do more for the Lord. Hey, as much as you can, hey, let's move them into that kind of expectation. Amen? Did y'all get something from that? All right, so number one, we said minister love and compassion. Number two, locate people. Number three, build expectation, hope, okay? Now, you can share testimonies. My brother shares testimonies, okay? That builds hope. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing what God's done in your life. Hearing how God's healed other people. Building that expectation. Number four is following the Holy Spirit. Follow the leading of the Spirit. Follow the leading of the Spirit. Whatever the Holy Spirit shows you, that's what you say. Well, that's what you do. Follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the leading. This one family called me, said our daughter has, she's 21. At 14, she became disabled. She was a gymnast, very physically active, and overnight she became disabled with this disease, this immune disorder disease. And so we've taken her to different healing places, and we've been believing God, but you know, would you come, would you pray for her? So I came into their home, and so I said, hey, Erica, so you've been to this healing place and that healing place, so tell me, what's going on with you? She says, well, okay, yeah, I went to this place and I went to that place, and so I do my daily, they told me to do this daily thing, she called it. I said, what did they tell you to do? They said, well, so every day I need to recite all my sins and that I know and that I don't know. Sins known and unknown. I said, so that's how you start your day? That's what they told you to do? She said, yeah. So I go through this daily ritual, you know, and I confess all my sins and go through this whole process. I'm like, okay. And what else do you do? Well, there's demons that have attached itself to my mind and all. So I go through and I bind all these demons. I'm like, okay. So I said, you know, have you had any success? Have you had any? Oh no, everything just seems to getting worse. And so she was basically in a wheelchair. She had 68 tumors. And there was only like 13 things that she could eat because of her autoimmune response. So I said, well, let's pray. Let's just pray because the Lord knows. The Lord knows about you. And I just trust the Holy Spirit. So we prayed, and I was praying in the Spirit. And the Lord gave me one thing, just one thing. So I said to Eric, I said, listen, I said, this is what the Lord tells me to tell you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with your faith. And when I said that, she buried her head and she started weeping and crying just like that. I said, people have told you that, haven't they? She said, yes, they have. I said, God is saying to you, Erica, today, there's absolutely nothing wrong with your faith. In fact, your faith is strong. She said, really? I said, yeah. I'm not telling you what I'm saying. I'm telling you what God is saying. What God is saying to you, what he wants you to know, is your faith is strong. She says, well, how can you say that? I said, because you're still alive. At 14, now you're 21, you're still alive. You're still believing in God. You're still trusting him, and your faith is strong. So don't let any person or any devil tell you otherwise. You're not insufficient in faith. Your faith is God's faith, and your faith is powerful. Well, she was crying. She's weeping. I said, so that's all I have to tell you. That's all God's given me. Now we're going to pray. And so I prayed for her. You know, the power of God went into her body. You know, she was very touched and, you know, very evident, the electricity and everything. And so within a week, 65 tumors disappeared out of 68. The family called me back in 2 or 3 weeks after that, said, hey, she's only got 3 more tumors. And after you prayed for her, within a few days, 65 disappeared. And she said to her mother the next morning, Mom, I want that chocolate cake. I want this and that. Things that it were forbidden for her to eat because of her autoimmune disorder. And so I prayed for her again, and within another month, the 3 other tumors left. But see, the Holy Spirit knows. And when you start ministering spirit to spirit, and it hits the person, boom, boom, yes, yes, all right, then you start making progress, okay? But the Holy Spirit knows. So we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. So let's do a demonstration real quick, all right? Brother, how about right here? All right, come on up here for a sec. So this is how you pray for people, okay? All right, why don't you turn this way so everybody can see you. All right, so my brother comes to me. He needs healing in his body. Okay, so when I'm ministering to him, how many of y'all remember the old TVs where you had to put up the rabbit ears? You have to be over 40 to know this. You remember the TVs to get the reception. All right, so I think of it like a rabbit ear. So he's coming to me, and he's telling me, okay, what's the issue? What do I need to pray for?
My shoulders.
Your shoulders. Okay. All right. So one antenna is the problem, the issue. But then the other antenna is my spirit listening to the Holy Spirit. It's more important what the Holy Spirit says than what he says. All right? So it's like rabbit ears, okay? So I'm looking on the inside, saying, Holy Spirit, is there anything I need to know? Anything I need to know? And how many know, I wish we had time to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, but your spirit has eyes. Your spirit has feelings. Your spirit sees. You understand? Almost kind of like your natural body. You have eyes, you have ears, you have, you know. And so sometimes the Holy Spirit, sometimes it might be a picture, an image. Maybe it's a car accident. You know, maybe it's a newspaper headline that you read. Okay. I mean, Pastor Bob knows. He's good at all this stuff, right? And so you look within. You look on the inside. He's telling me the problem, but I'm looking inside. All right? So I got one antenna here and one antenna there. All right? And so I'm going to go with whatever the Holy Spirit shows me. Okay? Now, first of all, if Jesus was moved with compassion, I'm going to say, Lord, listen, this man needs healing. Lord, I ask you to help me see him and his condition the way that you see it. Help me be moved with your love, with your type of compassion, okay? All right? And so having done that, then it's like, okay, Holy Spirit, what is important in this situation? I remember years ago, I was at Jerry Savelle's. The students went out in the street, and they brought in like 20-some people, and 2 of them were in wheelchairs. And, you know, they wanted to do the works of Jesus. And I said, okay, all right. And they said, but before we pray, could you take the 2 people in the wheelchair? All right, yeah, I'll do the heavy lifting here. All right, and so I went to the first lady, okay? She's sitting in a wheelchair, okay? And I said, okay, how long? Tell me your condition. Tell me the problem. All right, Holy Spirit. Antenna. The Holy Spirit says to me, she has 2 sons. One of them, she's been burdened for. She's been worried about. She's up, you know, he's not serving the Lord. She's just been tortured on the inside over his lost condition and everything. And so I stop and I say to the lady, And see, this was a great example for the students. I said, okay, we're not going to pray for her healing yet. There's something else that's been going on. We're going to take care of that first. So I said to the lady, I said, ma'am, I could miss it, but do you have two sons? She's like, yes. I said, in one of them. She said, yeah, one of them. He's acting like the devil. I said, well, I see that. I see that, and that's been a great concern to you. Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. I said, do you mind if we pray for that son? Oh, please, go right ahead. So I said, we're gonna cover that first. So we cover that, and it was like after we finished that prayer, you could just see the burden was lifted, and her countenance had changed, okay? And the peace of God started coming over. And I said, okay, all right, so now we're going to pray, all right? And so that's how you do things, okay? All right? You listen to the Holy Spirit. He's the guide inside, all right? In whatever picture, whatever image, whatever thing, sometimes it might be nothing. But whatever he shows you, that's what you do. That's why we said last Saturday, hey, we told you about Father, Jesus, how they're one, and now the new creation, we're one with the Father. Exact image. Okay, Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father do, only say what I hear the Father say. And now that same oneness with us, okay? And so when we start doing what we see or hear or act out, then it brings the kingdom of God into manifestation. Heaven begins to back us up, okay? All right, and so God knows every frame of every person. You know, he knows their life from beginning to end. He knows everything about them, everything about their situation, okay? And the Holy Spirit is there to help you minister to them. And if there's something that you need to see, something that you need to know, the Holy Spirit will show you. So there's that problem, natural, and then I'm talking to the Holy Spirit. Now, don't let people talk the problem too much. Well, the doctor said this, and the doctor said that, and so, you know, the hardest people to get healed is those who are intellectual, because they're stuck in their mind, they're stuck in their diagnosis, right? What the medical report says, okay? I used to watch Charles and Frances Hunter when I was 16, okay? And people would come up to the front and they'd start talking the problem. This is what the doctor says. This is what's been going on. And Francis would try to say, but hold on a second. And they'd say, no, you need to hear the rest of the story. Like, da-da-da-da-da. And she'd be real nice. And then she said, quit it. And she'd take her Bible and she'd say, open up to this scripture. And she says, read it. What does it say? And they'd start reading it, and they would say, okay, Isaiah 53, whose report do we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord, you know. Da, 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 da. Surely he bore my sicknesses. And then she'd go, yeah, he bore your sicknesses. And so receive your healing right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because she wanted to get them out of their mind onto the word, and before they had time for their mind to get tripped back, okay, all right? And so these are keys, okay, on how to minister to people, okay? What was number one? Love and compassion. Everybody say love and compassion. Number two is what? Locating people, all right? Number three? Building hope, expectation, faith, okay? All right? Number four? Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, okay? And then number five is get them to do something. Action, right? How many times do we tell people, all right, now that we prayed for you, do something that you couldn't do before? Do you know where that comes from? When we say do something that you couldn't do before, you know where that comes from in Scripture? Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a great example. Stretch forth your hand. Go show yourself to the priest. you know, go wash, dip in the pool. Okay, go your way, your son lives. Okay, yeah, yeah. So because faith is not believing, it's action, right? It's doing something, okay? But not only that, when you look at the ministry of Jesus, in like Matthew chapter 4, it says that he went about healing all, you know, and he went into Galilee, then he went to Syria, and he healed all that were sick, okay? The word healing, 90% of the time, the word healing in the Greek is therapeo. Everybody say therapeo. It's where we get physical therapy. So when you go in for physical therapy, what do they do? They work something. They get you to what? All right, stretch out. All right. Let's go a little further. Okay, keep going. All right, there you go. That's better. Okay, and so what are they doing? They're therapeo. They're applying a physical therapy. They're getting you to do something that you couldn't do. So therapeo means when the power of God is available, then you start doing what you couldn't do. So 90% of the time in Scripture where Jesus healed, it was the word therapeo. So he touched them, but they began to do something they couldn't do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So when we have healing services, okay, all right, people's motor running, all right, percolating, come on now, all right, fizzing your soda pop, all right, it ought to look like an aerobics class, okay? People are like, oh, yeah, woo, yeah, woo, yeah, wow, couldn't do this before, right? Come on, lift up that shoulder. Come on, Selena, lift up that shoulder. You was healed last week. Yeah, there you go. They're doing something, okay? Because faith is present, it just needs a corresponding action. So if you just pray for them, oh, brother, I would just pray for you. Okay, all right, well, you have a good day.
Thank you.
We just missed the opportunity. Faith is present. We had the prayer of faith. He's believing God. I'm believing with him. And I said, okay, it's all right. You have a nice day now. That's not how Jesus operated. All right. The power of God goes in and then out. Are you with me? Okay. So how many times do we need to say it, Pastor Bob, after we pray for you? Now do something that you couldn't do. And then people turn around and they go, okay, I'm just going to go back and sit at my seat. I've had services before where I made the altar call announcement and I said, okay, if you're believing for healing, the power of God's here. Hey, and I want you to come to the front very quickly, very quickly. It's like the dinner is ready. Get it while it's hot. And people mope along. They get out of their seat and mosey on up. Okay. All right. To the front. And I've had the Lord, once they got here, the Lord says, send them back. And I said, oh, Lord, please. He said, send them back. They're not ready. And so I said, okay, everybody go sit down. And like, well, I thought you told me to come up front. Like, what? Are you confused or something? And like, okay, just do what I say. Okay, just... Everybody goes sit down. And they're like, what is going on here? The preacher says, come up. And now he says, sit down. Is he like confused or something? And I said, okay. So this is the instructions the Lord gave me. When I count to three, one, two, three, if you're serious about getting healed, I want you to run to the front. They're like, run? I said, if you need to jump over chairs, if you need to push someone to the side, they'll be okay. Get over it. If you really want to be healed and you believe that God's power is present, then you come up here right now. They're like, oh, you're serious. Yeah, I'm serious. All right. If you want a different result than what you've been getting, you got to get different. So I'm going to count to three. Is everybody with me? They're like, yeah. And I said, you got your track shoes on? Okay. All right. You ready to step out? You ready to run? I said, one, two, three. And then it's like a herd of cattle. All right. And they jump out and, you know, and they're up front. And I'm like, yeah, there you go. And the power of God starts hitting them. I don't even have time to pray for all of them. But it's that expectation. You know, because how many times have we been to the altar and like, watching everybody else. Oh, am I supposed to fall or something? Something supposed to happen up here? Oh, people are falling. Okay, I'll go ahead and fall. All right. No, just receive.
Amen.
You know, and overseas, what they come and they try to kneel at your feet. I said, no, don't do that. It's a kind of like a religious Catholic thing, right? No. Get up off your feet. The other thing is, people come up and they're going into emergency ducts. That's the charismatic receiving. And I'm just saying, just be quiet. Speaking in tongues, all right, is the appropriate response to being filled with the Spirit. But speaking in tongues is giving out. I don't want you to give out right now. I want you to receive. So if you want to receive, just say, Jesus, I receive. Jesus, you're my healer. I'm not saying that we can't speak it, but I like to just people, hey, look, focus on just receiving. You receive with your heart, okay? And that's more of a proper response, is to thank the Lord. Receive from your heart, okay? Thank you, Jesus. I believe I receive. Thank you, Lord, that the anointing of God is working in my body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, I just thank you. Right now, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting better. Praise the Lord. By his stripes, I am healed. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's receiving. You know, years ago, I was at the worship center. We were doing a healing training. Some of y'all know Sam Smugger. And so we're talking about how to receive healing, how to receive from God. And so I gave sort of an altar call, and then people just kind of sat there. And I was like, well, certainly there are people that need to be healed, right? Well, they were kind of watching me. And so I reached into my pocket. I was kind of ready for this because I'd seen this before. So I pulled out a $50 bill. And I waved it in the air, and I said, okay, this is a $50 bill. So I said, this $50 bill is for whoever. Whoever, whether you need it or not, whoever. This is a $50 bill, so whoever wants it, whoever gets here first gets it. So I waved it in the air like this, you know. Whoever wants it, whoever gets here first gets it. I watched and watched. Nobody responded. Well, if you know my wife is pretty spunky. She jumps out of the seat. She grabs that $50 bill. And she's shaking. She goes, this is $50 bills. Now, this is like 20 years ago, okay? So maybe $50 doesn't mean what it is, but what it does today. But she, $50 bills. Listen, you ladies that have children, you can buy some diapers with this, all right? You men that go to work, you can fill up your gas tank with $50. I mean, da-da-da-da. And making it more practical, okay? And so she goes, come on, whoever wants $50 bills? I mean, you guys are sitting like bumps on a log, right? You know, you guys, anybody, this is for anybody. Why aren't you guys responding? This is for anybody. And so she worked him a little bit, and so finally she says, okay, I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. And there was this pause. No one was responding. Finally, Pastor Sam and the head usher, they were on both sides. They were watching. So then they took off running and met right in the middle, and they crashed, okay? And the head usher beat Pastor Sam, all right? And they both fell on the floor, and the head usher says, "Oh no, he's my pastor. I better give $50 to the pastor, you know." And so he gave it to Pastor Sam. Okay. It was kind of a funny thing that happened, you know. But I said, "Okay, time out. Time out. Let's use this as a learning, a teachable moment." I said, I went around. I said, "Sir, you could have had $50. Do you realize that?" "Yeah, I do." I said, "Is there any reason why you didn't respond?" He goes, "I didn't think you were serious." Okay. How many people sit in church? I don't know if you're really serious. I don't know if the power of God is serious enough for my problem. So I went to another lady. "Lady, you know, today you could have received, you know, if you could have $50. She said, yeah, I knew that. I said, "Well, why didn't you come forward?" "I just wanted to see what would happen." It's kind of like people who sit in the back of the room. Everyone else is responding, but they're back there like this. "Yeah, I just wanted to see what's going to happen up there. People are going to fall. Is it going to be real power today? Is he wiping it? Is the music just right? Yeah. Am I feeling it?" So I went to another person. I said, "Hey, lady, you could have, yeah." She said, "Yeah, I know. You don't even need to tell me. I know." I said, well, "Why didn't you come up? She says, "Because I thought, well, my needs aren't as important as somebody else's needs." "But you know that it was available." "Oh, yeah." So like your bad ankle, your bum knee, your bad shoulder, other people in the room that have cancer, have other issues, that's more important. So you stay back and you don't come up to receive. I said, "America, we have a problem." Boy, I got a whole year of messages on receiving. Because you start touching people's right here. And it's with our heart that we receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let's all stand up if you would. Everybody just reach out your hands like this. Say, "My hands are Jesus' hands. My body is Jesus' body. My eyes are Jesus' eyes. My heart is the heart of Jesus. And my words are his words. Jesus said, believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. I expect to do the works of Jesus. As I lay my hands and speak my words over others, I expect God's power to be released into their bodies, and I expect their bodies to begin to amend. Lord, you have anointed me. You have called me. You have commissioned me. You have given me your name to use. You have given me all authority over all the work of the enemy. Whatever I bind shall be bound. Whatever I loose shall be loosed. So I expect as I go from here and I lay hands on those who are sick, I'm expecting healing, miracles, signs and wonders to flow wherever I go. The Holy Spirit, the greater one, lives in me. Greater is he in me than any sickness that's around me. I'm a carrier. I'm a conduit of God's power. He lives in me. He works in me. And he's ready to flow through me. So, Lord, I present my body unto you as a living sacrifice. Work in me and work through me to bring about your works, your healing, your miracles. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can we give it up for Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here's what I want you to do. Okay, just y'all can go a few more minutes. 5 more minutes. Okay. All right, everybody just close your eyes for a second. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to give you a heart of compassion, a heart of love for someone else in this room, someone that's here. Lord, fill me with your compassion. The Lord is full of compassion, full of compassion, full of love. And now I want you to ask the Lord to show you someone here who needs that compassion. You can open your eyes. You can look around the room. Look around. The Holy Spirit shows you someone. I want you to get up from where you are, and I want you to go. Go find them. If it's 2 or 3, 3 or 4 people, that's fine. If it's 1-on-1, that's fine.
I have something for you.
Okay. And so, ask them if there's anything that they need for you to pray for them about. And then I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Show you what to say. Show you how to pray. So just follow the leading of the Spirit. And release the power that's here. Release God's power in the name of Jesus.